Here's a thought I'll title, Try Something New. And this little bit of advice is based on the study of creativity. The very concept of creativity is so mixed, so entwined with the challenge of problem solving that I don't think it's by accident. The question about how to be creative can be thought of differently than waiting for inspiration or trying to drum up a creative idea on command. My experience is that creativity is less a function of inspiration just arriving out of nowhere than it is the pursuit of problem solving. So essentially, if we look at the challenge of problem solving, maybe that'll give us a clue to how to be creative in our artwork. Well, how do you go about solving a problem? And that could be a math problem. It could be that you've got so many boxes of prints you have to figure out where to store them. It could be the challenge of getting from here to there. It could be trying to figure out which camera you want to own or purchase, or which camera you want to use for a specific project. Those are all problems that require solving. And how do we go about doing that? Well, most of the time, problem solving is not a matter of, again, inspiration, just a solution appearing out of nowhere. More often than not, problem solving is a function of trial and error. You think of something and you say, I'll try that. You try it, it works, great. If it doesn't work, you try something else. It's probing for a solution, not waiting for the inspiration that provides a solution. Well, the same thing can be said about photography. How do you go about photographic trial and error? You try something, and then you assess whether or not it works or it doesn't work, or where it leads you in the next step that you couldn't anticipate until you had taken the first step and then realized that you needed to go a little farther or in a slightly different direction. Could it be as simple that creativity is trying something new? I would propose that in essence, experimentation is the heart of creativity. A lot of people think that creativity comes when an answer appears. And that may be true. But the answer appears usually because of experimentation, because of trying something new. Which is why I think so oftentimes photographers are interested in new gear. New gear for the sake of owning new gear doesn't lead anywhere, but new gear with the purpose of trying something new very often does lead to a burst of creativity because of experimentation. Because you have to figure out how that new piece of gear works, and you try this and assess and try that and assess, and that constant trying is what leads to a solution, which is what leads to the creative insight. This takes me back to two stories, the first of which was when I visited one of the great galleries down in Carmel. This was in the late 70s. My grandfather had died. He lived down there. We went down for his funeral and memorial service. And while I was there, I took the opportunity to go visit a couple of galleries. And the gallery owner asked me, what did I want to see? And I said, do you have any work by Wynne Bullock? She said, oh, yes. And she pulled out a couple of pieces, one of which absolutely fascinated me. I could not figure it out, but it was gorgeous. It just tickled my eyeballs and sucked me in. I spent hours looking at that photograph. And it wasn't until years later, when I was relating this experience to Wynne Bullock's daughter, Barbara Bullock Wilson, she said, well, you know what's so special about that, don't you? I said, no. And she pulled the print out of her archives to show me and then turned it upside down. And suddenly I realized exactly what it was that he had photographed. But what he discovered was turning it upside down made a mystical image that he could have never made with the subject in the proper orientation from the normal human viewing perspective. He tried something new. He turned it upside down, and it made this wonderful photograph. So have you done that? Have you ever looked at your photographs upside down? Try something new. And then there was the time I was out photographing in the landscape, and it was pouring down rain, and I was getting soaked, and I decided to throw in the towel on landscape photography that day and headed into town, where I stumbled across a machine shop called Dollar's Garage. And I thought, what the heck? I wonder what I could do there. I wonder what would happen if I photographed that instead of the landscape. And it became one of my biggest photographic projects that eventually ended up in the book Made of Steel. Try something new. If you're used to photographing at eye height, try photographing from the top of a tall ladder or from ground level. If you're used to using wide-angle lenses, try a super long telephoto or vice versa. If you're used to processing in color, try black and white. Try infrared. Try anything. Try something new. It may not lead anywhere. It may be a dead end, but you won't know that it's a dead end until you try something. And as far as that goes, you won't know the questions that that dead end brings to mind until you explore down that path and discover the questions that lead to the creative moment. I think probably the worst thing we can do in our creative life is to do the same thing over and over and over again because it's comfortable, because it's what we're used to, because it's what we're trained to do. Trying something new isn't a guarantee that you'll make great artwork, but it is a guarantee that it will challenge you to see and think in new ways.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.